Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
So we had been discussing chapter 18, Moksha Sannyasa Yoga. And as we have seen that the teachings of Bhagavad Gita is contained between chapter 2 and 17, and now 18 is the recap of what we have learned. And what we have learned all throughout is the doctrine of Bhagavad Gita is Tyaga. Is abandonment of the fruits of action, is the doctrine of Krishna. Krishna's doctrine is that happiness which you are seeking by acquisitions in this world, which is our intuitive nature. It's our intuitively we have come to understand that more I acquire, happier I would be. So our efforts in life is to acquire as many things and as many relationships and as many accomplishments as possible so we can be happier. Krishna changes this paradigm in Bhagavad Gita and says, happiness can only be achieved by giving up attachments. So Tyaga is the doctrine of Bhagavad Gita. And the chapter opens with Arjuna's question. As setting up the stage for this discourse, he says, I want to know what is sannyasa and tyaga in its essence. And Bhagavan gives a very straightforward, simple answer. Says, kamyanam karmanam nyasam iti sannyasa. When you give up all the desire-prompted actions, it is sannyas. Didn't say give up all the actions. Kamyanam karmanam nyasam. Give up all the desire-prompted actions. So you and I come to the conclusion, I will have nothing to do. All my actions right now are kamya karma. I like this, that's why I do it. Neil, why do you do this Sunday class? Because I like it. It becomes a kamya karma. Kamyanam karmanam nyasam iti sannyasa. So there is no chance for me to become a sannyasi because kamya karma is to be given up, Bhagavan said. But then he says, sarva karma falatyagam prahuhu tyagam vichakshanaha. But there is a better way. Give up fruits of all the actions, whether they are kamya karma or akamya karma. Give up the fruits of all the actions. And that is tyaga. So Bhagavan said, tyaga is something we all can practice at our level. Because karma phala is guaranteed by the karma phala data, which is the Bhagavan, the Ishvara, the controller of this universe, whoever that is. By the very fact that law of cause and effect works, the law of karma, we call it in our doctrine, works without any exception. If I put efforts, there will be results. It is the mystery part is what would be the results, because that is not in my control. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, do not try to solve that mystery before you perform your actions. Leave that up to the karma phala data and you do your actions. So sarva karma phala tyagam, whether that's my kamya karma or my nitya karma or my duties, all the actions which I perform, invariably without any particular expectations for the result is sarva karma phala tyaga. And Bhagavan said that is tyaga. And that's the doctrine of Bhagavad Gita. So rest of the verses, Bhagavan talks about this tyaga. And then we have seen that some philosophers says all actions must be given up. Because all actions by nature has a dosha, has a pollution, something which is going to affect you negatively. So all actions must be given up. Then I say, well, that's not possible. Therefore, some says, yagna, dana, tapaha should not be given up. We are back to the same one. Give up all the kamya karmas, but do the actions which are purifiers for you, which are helping you. As we see yagna, and we have seen in a broader term, it is my transaction with this world. It cannot be given up. Dana, charity. But a broader sense, it is what I give back as a member of this society, this world, to this community, this planet, this ecosystem, this world, is dana. Is my contribution towards the greater goal of sustaining this universe and tapas, disciplining myself so that I can perform this thing in an effective way. Austerities, you know, is the discipline for my mind so that it can perform in the prescribed manner of sarva karma phala tyagam, not doing the kamyanam karma, is the tapas. And Bhagavan said, some philosopher, that's why I said, this should not be given up. Yagna, dana, tapas should not be given up. My ultimate goal is to get infinite happiness. Infinite happiness can only be achieved, Bhagavan said, once you get this identification, this attachment to this body, mind and intellect given up and attached to your higher self, which we call realization. And for that, you need to purify your mind and intellect, and therefore you should do the yagna, dana, and tapas in the manner of tyaga, that there is no expectation of a particular result. So the next verse we have seen is saying, nischayam srunume tatra tyage bharata sattama. Therefore, listen to me, O Bharata Sattama, best among the Bharatas, the nischayam, the conclusive truth, the definitive essence of tyaga. Because tyaga is so important, I am now going to tell you in its essence what is the final truth about tyaga. Tyago hi purusha vyagraha trividha samprak Kirtitaha. And O tiger among men, he is realizing that Arjuna is going to need some, you know, pep talk to boost him up, because tyaga does not come to any one of us naturally. Acquisition comes naturally. Give me that, I like it. Comes naturally. I like it, but you take it from me. Does not come naturally. Tyaga is something counterintuitive, and therefore you really have to be anchored into your core of your being to believe that this is the means for happiness. We have come to understand all of our life that if I acquire more, if I attach to someone, there will be happiness. My granddaughter, I'm very attached. Well, I think that gives me happiness. Bhagavan says it's actually that detachment will give you happiness. So he's not here for 3 weeks. My detachment says, thank God I have some time to do what I am supposed to be doing. Detachment, Bhagavan says, is the only method to get happiness. As we have seen in Isavasya Upanishad, it says, Isavasyam idam sarvam tena tyaktena bhunjita. Cannot by attaching anything, you can, by giving up only you can enjoy it. Yago hi purusha vyagra, therefore a tiger among men. Let me tell you, tyaga also come in three types. Tyaga can also be defined under three categories. And we obviously can guess what those categories would be. We have seen the entire Gunatraya Vibhaga Yoga chapter, three qualities of everything. So the next verse says, Yagna Dana Tapaha Karmam Na Tyajyam Karyam Eva Tat. So now Bhagavan is definitely saying, first he said, the some philosophers say, give up all actions. Some say yagna dana tapa should not be given up. Now Bhagavan says, it is my advice. Yagna dana tapa karma na tyajyam should not be given up in any case. Yagno danam tapascha eva pavanani manishinam. Even for the wise, the people who got the knowledge, who realize what is truth and what is untruth, what is right and what is not right, even for them, they are the purifiers. They are the purifiers which keeps their mind and intellect purified. So you always have to have purifiers. You have to constantly clean your house, because it's one time cleaning up does not do it. The pollution will come back and you have to clean it again. Even for the wise, the mind can get polluted if it is not kept pure by yagna dana tapas. So therefore, even for the wise, it is prescribed that yagna dana tapas should not be given up. And therefore, for us, the lay seekers of happiness, yagna dana tapas should not be given up. In other words, the duties, the disciplines should not be given up, because they are the purifiers of your mind and intellect. And we have seen in Vedanta, the only obligation a seeker has is to purify his mind and intellect. Rest is up to the Bhagwan to reflect himself into your mind and intellect. So realization will come naturally as long as my mind and intellect is clear. And because yagna dana and tapas are the purifiers of my mind and intellect, Bhagavan says, should not be given up. Even for the wise, it is prescribed to continue to purify their mind. Etan apito karmani sangam tyaktva falani cha kartavyan iti me partha nischitam matam uttamam. He is establishing his doctrine once for all. What is the doctrine of Bhagavad Gita to achieve your goal? Tyaga. It is me matam uttamam. The Bhagavan now said, it is my doctrine. This is the best means of getting happiness as per me. Etan apitu karmani sangam tyaktva falani cha. So how this yagna dana and tapas should be now performed? The first thing established, all actions should not be given up. Yagna dana and tapas should be done. Let's understand the yagna dana and tapas also come in three types. So now he said why we should be doing, in what manner we should be doing. We should be doing this yagna dana and tapas, as we have seen, our normal interactions with this world, giving back to the world, and our disciplines, sangam tyaktva falani cha, by giving up the attachment to those actions. Because we are too attached to our actions, actually. We enjoy claiming, I did this, I did that. Bhagavan said, the first thing you give up is the attachment to your actions. Yagna dana tapas, you don't perform with an attachment to them. In a detached manner, this is the privilege I had been given by the Lord, that I can speak, I can talk, I can do things, and therefore I'm doing it. You know, our good friend Dan, you know, I mean, his recordings are all over my podcast, and he was recording the book. And now it's very difficult for him to even tell me that what I want or do this. It's a privilege given to us. And as long as we don't recognize it, there is a trap somewhere which will make me unhappy. So Bhagavan said, give up all the attachment to your actions, even though they are not kamya nam karma. They may not be the desire prompted acts. They may be something you are doing it for the good of the society, for yourself. But even there, the first thing to be given up is the attachment to those actions. And the next thing to be given up is phala. Te sangam tyaktva phalani cha. I should not expect that my actions will bear these results. I should have complete faith in the Lord, the results will be there. Prasada buddhi. Whatever will come, I'll accept as a prasada. But even while I'm performing the actions, there should not be an attachment that I'm performing, so the prasad will be good. Before the Satyanarayana Katha, we make sure the siro is good. You know, we actually make sure the prasad will be good before we do puja. So Bhagavan said, before you perform the actions, make sure that your mind is not attached to it. You're performing with a single-pointedness in the present and no anxiety about the fruits in the future. So give up the sangha and a phala while performing the actions. Kartavyan itime partham nischitam matam uttamam. That is my, this is how to do the actions, and that's the best opinion I have. That's my doctrine now, that tyaga is the only way to achieve happiness. More you give up, more happiness you will get. More you become detached, more free and liberated you will feel. So we'll stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina. Sarve Santu Niramayaha. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi. 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 Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.